This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
It's not a law exactly, that whole supply-demand-price thing. More like a universal truth. The less you have of something or the more demand there is for it, the more it's going to cost, and vice versa. And in practical real-life application, there is probably no better example than oil. Back in April, Saudi Arabia and its allies in OPEC Plus cut their targets for how much crude its members would pump. Today, the kingdom, basically the world's main source of ready excess oil, promised to stick with its own production cuts through the end of the year. Russia said it's going to keep production low, too. And hey, what do you know? It worked. West Texas Intermediate was up 1% or so today, around $87 a barrel. Earlier this summer, for comparison's sake, 67. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
Two of the world's biggest oil producers signaling tight supply is likely to keep crude prices high for a while, says energy analyst Stephen Shork.
It's obviously having a very strong impact on prices today and could be detrimental to global economies if this price rise continues.
Whether Russia actually will keep some of its oil off the market as it faces crippling sanctions is anybody's guess, says Andrew Gross at AAA.
Russia makes announcements all the time, but do they really follow through? Yeah, because here's the one thing we know. They need the money. And how do they make their money? By selling oil and gas.
Saudi Arabia, though, has a lot more market discipline, says analyst Stephen Shork. He thinks the kingdom is hedging against a slump in global oil demand as China's growth sputters and the global economy struggles.
We're starting to see now exports, oil from Saudi Arabia going to China actually falling, shipments going to other buyers in Asia falling.
So he says the Saudis are being proactive, trying to keep global crude prices up. Meanwhile, U.S. oil producers are likely to respond in their own way, says Eric Smith at Tulane University's Energy Institute.
It will certainly encourage additional drilling.
Gas prices in the U.S. are up about 30 cents a gallon since midsummer, according to AAA, to a national average of $3.81 a gallon. Still, says Joanne Hsu, director of the University of Michigan Consumer Surveys,
people's worries over gas prices are nowhere where they were relative to, you know, those high water marks we were seeing last summer,
when the national average for a gallon of gas briefly topped $5. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.